Now, here's an interesting idea put forward by the New Zealand Initiative. In its list of election recommendations, the group has called for youth wages to be lowered. Objection has been strong. So with us to make the case for this, we have Oliver Hartbush, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. Oliver, kia ora, nice to have you on the panel.
Good evening to you. How are you?
On the face of it, this sounds like an anti-youth idea. You're actually pitching it as a solution to youth unemployment. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. I mean, as you said, on the face of it, it sounds totally unfair paying young people a different wage, a lower wage for the same job. However, I think there are a few things that you probably don't see and that don't first meet the eye when you talk about this. Because actually, the wage that you pay to young people is only part of the remuneration they really receive. For the 16 or 17-year-olds, it is actually the experience of getting their first job, of actually learning responsibility, of learning some life skills really on the job. And when you ask yourself, actually, if you're an employer and you've got the choice, you can take someone who is already quite well-educated, well-trained, and knows what they're doing, and you have to pay them the same wage as someone who's just starting out. Well, as an employer, you would probably be tempted to take the more experienced person, and therefore the young generation loses out. And what we see is actually we've got relatively high youth unemployment rates. So we've got a much higher proportion of people not in education, training, or employment in the 16 to 24-year-old category compared to some Central European countries where they have a different system where you actually allow employers to pay lower wages to young people if you combine that with training. And that was the case I was making. So it's not just paying them less, but also making sure that they learn the skills that they need for their future career.
No, got Oliver. 2101, who agrees with Oliver that actually youth wages should be lowered? Because you know what? They've got to look wider than the way. Simon, it's part of a package. Think of it as a package, the whole. You're getting all this training. You're getting life skills that you wouldn't have had otherwise. What a good idea.
I think the point is really well made there, that if the goal of raising the adult minimum wage is that people who are working full-time jobs have enough money coming in and it makes it worth it, then extending that right down to 16-year-olds who are doing a part-time job is not meeting that goal. And then if it does mean that you're looking to hire someone, if they are as expensive as an adult, you won't be taking a chance on people coming into the workforce. So if we've got two jobs to do, help make sure that young people can get jobs and help make sure that the minimum wage for adults working gives them enough money to live with dignity, we should do those two jobs with separate wages to do separate jobs.
Okay, someone says, if my father lived today, he would agree that youth wages are too high here in a Fifield.
Oh, I don't agree at all. I think that this just smacks of exploitation to me, and I would worry about how this would be applied to younger people. I mean, if you are a 17-year-old and a school leaver and you're trying to make your own way in the world, you are, probably already at some disadvantage, but getting paid less for the same work as somebody who's 18 just doesn't seem fair to me. And especially given that we've been hearing stories more and more recently about teenagers who are still at school as well, but who are increasingly having to go and work jobs to help their families make ends meet. I would really worry that Pacifica teenagers in South Auckland or whatever who are working like this would get exploited and taken advantage of by employers who would think, I've got somebody here who needs the money and I'll just pay them less. So I think that this sounds really misguided to me, and I think I'd just be interested to know from Oliver how he would differentiate this. Are we talking about 17 and 18-year-olds working at a supermarket after school, or are we talking, because that's the kind of, I don't know what training that involves, having been a supermarket teenager myself, or are you talking more about apprenticeships and things like that? Because the bottom line is that whether you are learning skills for down the line, if you're trying to make your own way in the world, you've still got to eat and in some cases pay rent or contribute to your family's household. So how would this work, Oliver?
Well, I am indeed talking in the first instance about training, and I'm talking about 16, 17-year-olds, many of whom, of course, still live with their parents. So actually, they don't really have to make all ends meet because basically their parents are taking care of their accommodation in most cases. What I'm really talking about is actually making sure that these youngsters actually have a chance to get into the labor market, because we currently have, as I said, too many people of that age category who are simply doing nothing. They are not employed, they're not in education, they're not in training. And unfortunately, from economic research, we know that that scars them for life, because their future job prospects really suffer if they don't have that starting chance. But as I said, I'm talking about a structured training program, ideally something that we would find in many European countries where you combine training with extra schooling.
So for example, it happens in Germany, does it?
It happens in Germany, it happens in Austria, it happens in Switzerland, it happens in variations in the Netherlands and Denmark as well. So the idea is actually that you have structured training programs. They run over 3 or 4 years. Of course, you pay lower wages than the normal minimum wage. But the real key element here is actually that these youngsters actually get some further schooling as well. And they get a certified qualification. They are not there to just run errands for their employers. They're not just there as cheap labor, but they're really ending up with a decent qualification. And what we see in these countries, in these Central European countries, they have not an education, employment or training rate that is not even half the one that we have in New Zealand. So the life chances for these young people are much better if we have a structured training program. But the quid pro quo for this structured training program is that we have to allow employers to pay a little bit less than the conventional minimum wage. There is research actually from Germany showing that for the average employer, they are subsidizing these young people to the tune of about 8,000 euros a year, because they are paying them more than they actually get back from them in actual work, but they're doing it anyway because it is a win-win situation for both employers and the employed in the long run.
Yeah, this is the exact version of different wages that I was supporting and suggesting as I read through the...
So you agree with us?
Yeah, read through the article and the approach. I think it makes a lot of sense, but it does mean it isn't just a blanket. Young people doing adult works can get paid less.
Right.
But if there is an element of we are employers trying to create more jobs for younger people, having different wage levels to allow more paths into employment is a
Anna,
good plan.
You're still not into it?
I'm still not into it. I'm sorry. I mean, it creates a disincentive, right, for people to go into training if they can get paid more by working at the supermarket, for one thing. But also look at the droves of young New Zealanders moving to Australia and you know, seeing fewer opportunities here. I mean, I'd be interested to know more about, maybe another day, about how this gets treated in Australia, which seems to be the our biggest problem.
Well, Oliver, you're getting the conversation going here from the listeners, so for that, thank you very much. Nice to have you on. That's Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative.